This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Chicago and Cleveland, I will have great pay.
And Hazleton and Scranton.
See my smiling face from Central Park.
We are welcoming to our show this morning on WILK a man who many of you may have seen performing throughout our region, or maybe you had contact with him at his gift shop, or in other ways. This is Jan Lawan. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Sue. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. How are you?
I am fine. And then before anything, I don't want to forget that, because Bobby Z. Zampetti, who said he knows you very well, he said hello to you.
Oh, you wanted me to go soft in the interview because we both know Bobby Z, huh?
Here we go.
Yeah, he's a character, all right. He spends a lot of time down in Florida, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, he visited us many times here, and we talked about you yesterday. I told him, you know, what's cooking. So he said, don't forget, she's such a lovely lady. She's going to be so nice to you.
Exactly what he said. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to have to watch my P's and Q's here.
No, don't. I, you know, I'm very much open to everything. So.
All right. I did see the movie, The Polka King, and I also saw the documentary piece that was also done about you, the man who would be Polka King a few years back. So I do know a little bit about your life story, but for those who do not, your whole desire is to live the American dream, correct?
Well, yes, special now. You know, after what I went through, I'm kind of happy that many people calling my story that inspiration for them, which is great. I was a little bit concerned how all of this thing gonna continue. So right now went that direction, and of course I will never give up, and I am very happy that we're doing these interviews and tell people all about, and we share my experience, and that's it.
Okay. Now, for people who may not know, the one fact that we have to get on the table right away is that a lot of your story took place right here in northeastern Pennsylvania. Jan, how did you find your way to northeastern Pennsylvania, and how did you embrace having a polka band and playing on the road? What attracted you to this region?
Well, that actually, the credit go to Leona and Henry Kreisel from the Hazel Park Packing Company from Hazleton. They were sponsoring the cancer telethon for many years. They actually start that for their own surviving with the cancer. And they got me from Canada. I was working in Canada in Canadian Pacific chain hotels, boring playing in the dining. Nothing happened. When I came to on the invitation to Hazleton and see this thousands of people and the clapping and happy to hear, you know, little polka and this, and then on top of this I met a young beautiful lady. Her name was Rhonda, and I was dancing with her for 25 years.
That's a pretty good record, 25 years of dancing. So that's what brought you to the Hazleton area.
Correct.
Okay. And you discovered probably, much to your delight, that people here have a great fondness for polka music and that kind of live performing. So many people would come out and dance to the music and have a good time. Tell me about that kind of life for you, where you had to, get your band and take them to various places. And it seemed like it was pretty challenging, if I'm going by watching
yes,
a movie. Yeah,
exactly. I have nothing to do with polkas. And my background, my music school, and I used to sing in operetta, in drama theater. I was musician, actor from Poland, not a polka kind of entertainer. When I came here and I was singing a melody of love, let's say Bobby Vinton, and with a regular beat, didn't go too good till I changed the beat to polka, and everybody started dancing and clapping and this, and I tell myself, wow, that's the direction I should go. So I changed a lot of the Polish folk melodies to the polkas, and I learned that others was doing that too, like John Stanky, Krieger Brothers from our area. And then I even involved my daughter singing, and Amber, and then whole thing turned to the different level. And in Poland, we didn't play polkas. We play top 40s, American music. That's the way, you know. And here with this podcast, the whole thing change a different direction, more excitement, and I love it.
Also, your work in the field of polka, one time you were actually nominated for the Grammy, right?
Yes, that's thanks to my music director, Steve Kaminski, and great musicians, which we have in our area, like Steve Safe, you know, trumpet, and that lead me to the nominee for Grammy, and our recording was in the high level of entertainment. My music director was a graduate from Hartford Music School, so he loved the polkas. Normally, educated classic musicians, they not really turn to polkas. And to put that little more professional flavor in the polka, it can lead to some kind of recognition. Yeah? Even in the studio, when we were recording for the movie, Jack Black and everybody, they didn't believe the polkas can sound like that, you know, with the big band and the great arrangements. Yeah?
Wow. That's a part of the story I definitely want to get to with you. But I also want to talk about you had the band, and you were on the road, and you had the gift shop in Hazleton, so people could go there and get some Polish treasures and so on and so forth. When did you get the idea that you wanted to try to get involved in financial investments? Was there somebody by your side or somebody in your life who said, Jan, this is the direction you should go in, or did you just think it?
I'm glad you mentioned that way. I would start doing the tours to Poland, and in Poland, in 80s, that time everything was very, very cheap. You were buying for 10 cents and resell in America. I just added the zeros, and we were selling for $10 or $15 or $20, the things what we were buying for nothing. And my tourists saw that, and they say, hey, Jan, we're gonna give you money. I said, what do you mean? Yeah, we're gonna invest in you, and you buy all of these things. You know everything. You bring to America, resell. We're all gonna get rich. So I I go for it. I love it. So we went to the attorney, and he reviewed the promissory note, what my accountant from Philadelphia, Mr. Walk, prepared that. And my attorney reviewed everything. But I wasn't mentioned that I have to do more legal things, like I cannot take from other states. I have to go and register. I thought everything is just fine and go for it. Till I learned I was doing the wrong thing. But in the meantime, to buy this for 10 cents from Poland, you still need that 10 cents. So I keep going, and I built a little empire through that, carry on 10 different businesses, and accept the free help from friends. Everybody was get involved. I was even told from my friends, especially from my cameraman who was traveling with me all the time, he was John Koterba, he said, John, do not accept this free help. One day this is going to lead you to the wrong direction. And, you know, he was right. Yeah, I make many mistakes. I didn't surrender myself with the professional people who will give me right advice. I accept very low-key friends without any education. They just have a good heart and they want to help me, and I went the wrong way. So when I was told I shouldn't do what I'm doing, it was too late for me. When you drown, you will catch anything to come out. So I was keep going because I still believe that I will make it. But well, it was lots of things happen afterwards on my way to not make it, you know, suspicion for the wrongdoing for Mrs. Pennsylvania, which that was the download moment for me, and that's not true. I didn't do anything.
What's not true about the Mrs.? I know we're kind of moving on the topic, but your wife was in the Mrs. Pennsylvania pageant, and there were some people who believe you tried to fix that pageant to go her way. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly. They putting suspicion on me, and unfortunately, fortunately, with a heavy investigation, it showed that I had nothing to do with that. But the suspicion was there, and that hurt to the investors, because investors say, hey, look it, he did something wrong. We don't want that money. So everybody was pulling on once, and that started getting harder and harder and harder on me. I lost myself in that.
Yeah, and certainly at the end of this, of course, Jan, a lot of people who put all their faith and trust in you lost a lot of money, and some of them were very, very, very angry about that.
Yes, that unfortunately, and you know, I was so sorry, but actually, it was the moment after accident when I have a lawsuits in the millions of dollars from the family would my musicians get killed. I actually decide to go on the on Chapter 11 to secure that the business won't be taken over through the lawsuit. And of course, in the merchandise, we have millions of dollars laying down in this two-story floor, and lots of jewelry and merchandise, you know. So I want to save that till soon, but I was making mistake after mistake. I mean, I, you know, you cannot carry 10 different businesses and one man and secure yourself with this unprofessional people around and the friendship. I was lost.
Yeah. Do you know how much money people invested with you that they lost?
Yes. Well, altogether was around $5 million. $5 million. If if I won't have a liquidation, which was giving away for 10 cents a dollar, even less, I probably, if I will continue that, I would be able at least to recover some of this investors. And I'm sorry, but I, you know, with this legal way, with all of these things, it's everything went wrong direction, you know, and more for the administration, more for this, you know, when they liquidate you, it's a great system in America. They liquidate, they close the books, they sell to somebody else for any price. You know, my store went for $150,000, which was worth it $1.5 million very easy. So when you really look at to that, it was time, that time for me to after the accident and everything, to just to give up. So it's what I did, and I paid a high price.
Now, did anybody, did the investors get anything back, Jan?
Yeah, I'm still paying. I'm paying every month. I have restitution. No, I don't need, I just wanted to be alive, to succeed a little bit longer, so perhaps what I'm doing now and what's happened now will generate to be the faithful to the restitution.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break here, Jan, because we have to pay for all this, but we'll be back with you after our break on WILK. It's 10:22. Our guest is Jan Lewan. Maybe you've seen his life story in the motion picture The Polka King on Netflix. And he is joining us from Florida. So we'll talk more about some of the events in his life, which are just unbelievable. Please stay tuned.
Does your child have a serious medical condition, such as cerebral palsy?
And is newborn or born less than 20 years ago?
Did you have a difficult delivery or an emergency C-section?
Did the staff become frantic or stressed?
Was your baby rushed to the NICU?
If so, it could be a birth injury due to medical malpractice, and we want to hear from you.
Call Latona Law for a free consultation, 570-825-9000.
Are you facing the real possibility of spinal surgery? Did you know that there is now a breakthrough treatment method available right here in northeastern Pennsylvania at Wyoming Valley Spine and Nerve Institute that offers hope of avoiding spinal surgery for those suffering with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc? This new method is called the NDS method, also known as the no disc surgery method, and has a high success rate in helping people just like you avoid back or neck surgery. The NDS method works by restoring the natural motion back to the spinal disc, which allows the spinal disc to heal and repair without endless drugs, costly spinal injections, and dangerous spinal surgery. The disc itself is active living tissue, which contains significant mechanisms for self-repair. Call our office now at 570-446-5900 to schedule your spinal disc severity exam at no cost to you to see if the NDS method treatment is right for you. That's 570-446-5900. 570-446-5900.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
Do you travel the upper northeast extension of the PA Turnpike, I-476 near Scranton? On April 29th, the Kaiser Avenue and Clark Summit tolling points become no-cash zones, and cash will no longer be accepted at these toll plazas. Drivers without EasyPass will pay using PA Turnpike toll by plate. Simply drive through the lanes at posted speed. A photo is taken of your license plate, and an invoice is mailed to you. EasyPass customers continue to pay as they always have. Visit NoCashZone.com for more information.
Looking for that vanilla affection.
We have 1025 at WILK. Our guest this morning is Yan Luan, who was the subject of a major motion picture, had his connections to Hazleton, and we were just asking him some questions about his life and times. Now, Yan, when you, you know, you were involved in this, and eventually this this came to an end for you, and you had to serve jail time for, what, 5 years? Is that right?
Over five years.
Yeah. When all this was transpiring, did you want to come clean with the people? Did you want to talk about what you had done and how it was wrong? And do you feel that you deserve redemption because you did the prison time and you're trying to make the restitution from what you said?
Well, if I deserve that's a questionable because I promised myself that I will never give up. And that, if that redemption coming along with that, I take it. And now I cannot give up with that if I really wanted to be faithful to the restitution, to the people, and to try to make them kind of happy afterwards. Now, of course, if I continue, I have two choices: to give up. I am in the age that I can enjoy without the money retirement, or I won't give up and I will do everything the best to the last day I die. And that's what I decide. I decide to work, to do the shows. That's only what I can do. If I'm going to go to the factory and help in the grocery store to pack the shopping, I'm not going to make it money to pay to the restitution. But if I'm going to do what I used to do, and now it looks like it's coming along, it's a little bit harder than ever. I have opportunity. We're going to do Los Angeles, Atlantic City reunion show. We're going to, even now in the Cunningham Valley on this huge 65th anniversary day, they put me offer to come over and do the shows. I'm going to need a positive thinking on that. Sometimes people who didn't think that way and lost the money, they don't really care if I will reach the highest stars right now, but that's only the way to make money. So, and the money will go to them. So I needed, hey, look at, he's doing something right. And that's what I'm doing. And I do have that opportunity right now. I have an offer for another movie, The Life After Prison. They start working on the Broadway show, which will be the Polka King on Broadway. My book going to be published probably soon. And all of these things are related with my comeback. And I'm concerned that I kind of come back. I'm proud it's going that way. It's nothing mean that I going to buy the yacht. I don't need a yacht. If I gonna make it, everybody make it.
I didn't know about the Polka King on Broadway. Isn't that something? Our guest is Yan Luan, the Polka King. Yan, it's good to have you on the show again, and I want you to talk about that situation when you were in prison and you were attacked. Did you see that coming at all? Was there any reason that inmate attacked you, anything specifically, or just disgruntled? What happened?
I still have bad dreams over that. I hope that wasn't the reason. I hope I am wrong, but my suspicions are very much heavy on that side. You know, I should never be there. The crime I commit, I should be in the federal prison like everybody else in the similar crime to try to be humble and work myself through that. They put me with the murderers. They put me in the worst prison in Delaware, in Smyrna. Smyrna is, you know, Delaware is have many independent prisons, jails. They are very heavy in the business. Like a second business in Delaware is the jails. They of course needed to fill in this prisons to the last bed, and they will do anything to get anybody. And I was there in the middle of the worst you can dream about. They put me in the cell with the inmate who tried to burn the jail in 1995. Spent 7-8 years in the basement in the solitary place. And I was the first one when they say, well, it's about time he have to try to live with somebody. Well, it's like you will put the cat in the tiger cage, you know. So, and that was happened with me. I lost myself. I tried to be. My attorneys told me, "Don't worry, you're gonna be fine. You are such a personality with soft thing." Well, that didn't work too good. That softness went the wrong direction. They thought I'm somebody else, you know. And honestly, I'm still till today wonder who make that decision to put me like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it was terrible. Eventually, you did leave prison, and you became the subject of a documentary piece that was done locally. Well, did you have any kind of reservations about appearing in that documentary and trying to tell your story in a different way that maybe people didn't know about?
No. I always told Jan Mikulik, the producer, who did excellent job. I told him, Jan, as long as if you're gonna make that like it was, don't make anything extra. And this, and unfortunately, due to the he explained to me, due to the corruption of church, we put this suitcase full of money to the Holy Father, which is not true. That's only one thing what I regret, that I wasn't able being in the prison to just in the right time to explain, hey, look at that's not. That wasn't happen, and I am Rome Catholic, and I'm very much hurt over that.
How did that meeting with you and Pope John Paul II and your tour group? How did that happen then? What?
Well, I met John Paul II for over 20 times. Each time we went to Rome, it's a special convent which turned to be a Holy Father Foundation home when the tourists can stay, but Americans don't like to stay up there because they have one bathroom in each floor for 12 or 20 rooms, you know. But we did stay. We pay our fee to stay there. We eat there. We pay our fee to eat that food. That we support that foundation. That foundation was to educate the young priest. That was the goal of John Paul II. They knew that I brought 100, 200 Americans. We're going to stay there. Everybody support. When you go to church, you put some money on the basket during the mass. Church has to survive somehow. All right. So they were putting in envelope the money with the name, with this, with support to Holy Father Foundation. We put all together, and I presented to Holy Father. That's the way that was, and I was doing that for over 20 times. Meeting Holy Father for that they always say, well, we may squeeze you for the other, and they always were very faithful to knowing what I'm doing. But anyway, to just put a ice on the cake, 2 years ago, now, after jail, after everything, I went to Rome and I had a visit with my group with Holy Father Francis.
Very
Tell
good. Very, very
without
good.
Without the suitcase of money.
Very good. When this documentary piece was made, and then I guess that gave us the movie that was made about you.
How
involved were you with the making of that movie, Jan?
Yes. Well, here it is. A friend of mine who I hired to film me the whole life, John Mikulek, came over to Florida to his place, and he reviewed all of this footage. That's one the good thing I did in my life, that I registered everything, thanks to John Koteba in Lighting Video and his girlfriend Jo. You know, they were working so hard to make everything available. And John Mikulek went through that, and he did fantastic job. You know, what I just said with the suitcases, he knows. And I asked him, and he said, well, do this corporation in the churches. We thought that would be well on my expenses. But anyway, thanks to him, I got the movie. And I'm really grateful for that, because my story, I wanted people to see that, not for my glory, but perhaps to not only learn what was happened, but maybe somebody somewhere will learn, hey, don't go that direction.
Well, that's good. What did you think about the portrayal of Jack Black as you? What did you think?
Fantastic. Jack Black worked with me for 6 months, every night, 8 till 10, he called me religiously. Even when he was in Copenhagen in Europe, up there was 2 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock here, I got the call from Jack and we talked. He learned from the day I born. And I think Jack Black was telling to the scriptwriters what he learning through my time, to our time on the face, on the phone, because we were talking on the FaceTime call. So on top of this, they got my notebooks of 1,300 pages, and this that Jack Black did 100% me. I mean, sometimes in the studio when we were recording in Polish the podcast, and that when he repeat, and then when we learn, I wasn't sure it's me or him in many moments like that. So Jack Black, I love the guy. He's calling me my Polish brother.
Jan Lewan, it's so great to talk to you today and to listen to your life story and what you've been through and what you're doing now. And maybe when you're in Cunningham, if you come to that event, maybe we can catch up when you're there.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We appreciate you doing the show today. It was nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for putting the rapping polka, because rapping polka give the whole story of my life. And now let's go to Poland with me. I'm going to Poland September 3rd. Anybody who listen up there, go with me.
Yeah, how is the showman, Jan? Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.